Enjoy today as it will be the last day with temperatures in the 60s for quite some time. A strong Arctic blast is expected to arrive close to midnight tonight, bringing much colder air with it, and this will persist through the middle of next week. Additionally, there is a chance for some light snow in the area Monday late afternoon through Tuesday noon. However, it's still too early to discuss accumulations as it depends on the track and speed and strength of the storm. Please ensure that your home and vehicles are prepared for more winter weather and very cold temperatures. Also, remember to drip your faucets Saturday night through Wednesday, especially through the overnight hours. Good morning, everyone. This is meteorologist Dan Brunoff here on the KRLD Weather Center. Temperatures are currently in the low to mid 40s this morning with a cloud bank moving in from the southwest. While there may be a few sprinkles around here before lunchtime, they won't last long. Sunshine will reappear this afternoon and high temperatures ranging from 63 to 72 from Terrell out towards Mineral Wells, warmest west of us. For those of you new to North Texas, it's not uncommon for temperatures to drop significantly after reaching the 60s and 70s in mid-January. Yep, a strong Arctic front will pass through the area before midnight tonight, causing temperatures to drop into the 30s by tomorrow morning. Wind chills will be in the 20s with northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Abundant sunshine is expected tomorrow, but temperatures will fall rapidly after sunset as clouds move in from the northwest. Morning lows on Sunday will dip into the low to mid-20s with some snow flurries possible, although most are expected to evaporate before reaching our area. However, a few flurries can't be ruled out, with the best chances northwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where you could see a dusting of snow. Sunshine, though, will return Sunday afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. All right, the forecast for late Monday and Tuesday is subject to change depending on the track, intensity, and speed of our next storm system overrunning this colder air at the surface. One thing is certain, temperatures are going to hover near freezing both days, with morning lows in the 20s. Current data suggests light snow with accumulations across North Texas, light accumulations. However, snow accumulations increase south of Interstate 20 into central and southeast Texas on Tuesday. As we're still over 3 days away from potential wintry precipitation across the state, please stay tuned for updates throughout the weekend. If current data does hold true, 2, 3, maybe 4 inches of snow could fall in areas such as College Station, Lufkin, Houston, Beaumont, Port Arthur, maybe a couple of inches in Austin and San Antonio. It will be interesting to watch the evolution of this storm. Remember, a slight shift in the track could result in higher accumulations for us here in North Texas. And as the weekend progresses, more accurate forecasting models will be available. By Wednesday of next week, the system will have passed and temperatures will depend on snowpack, potentially reaching the mid-30s to near 40. Clouds will return Thursday, but it's still too early to discuss precipitation. Highs will reach the mid-40s. I appreciate your trust in my weather forecast, and I'm committed to providing accurate and reliable information. Enjoy the weather while you can, as it's constantly changing, and it's the only weather you've got. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.